This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China announced more military drills around Taiwan as the self-governing island president met with the U.S. members of a congressional delegation on Monday, threatening to renew tensions between Beijing and Washington after a similar recent visit by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China. Pelosi was the highest-level member of the U.S. government to visit Taiwan in 25 years, and her trip prompted nearly 2 weeks of threatening military exercises by China, which claims the island as its own. In those drills, Beijing fired missiles over the island and into Taiwan Strait and sent warplanes and naval ships across the waterway's midline, which was long been a buffer between the side that splits amid the Civil War in 1949. China accuses the U.S. of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagement between U.S. politicians and the island's government. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration now says that it is reducing the number of flights around New York City. We get more details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The reason? Lack of staffing. Airlines and the FAA have traded blame for flight delays and cancellations this summer. The agency says departing and arriving flights could be delayed up to 2 hours at Kennedy International, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty airports. Many of the complaints by airlines have focused on a flight control center in Jacksonville, Florida. The FAA has promised to increase staffing there. The message to passengers in the New York City area is check with their airline for information about particular flights. I'm Ed Donahue.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com.